Welcome to Nationwide's Peak 10 Fixed Index Annuity, designed to help provide guaranteed income for life. Peak 10 offers protection against market losses, plus protection for a spouse through a joint option and an immediate 10% penalty-free withdrawal. Call us now at 904-940-9555. That's 904-940-9555 to connect with a qualified advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims-paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its entities are associated or affiliated with your family bank.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Your Family Bank Show with your host, Larry McLean. Larry and the Your Family Bank team seek to educate Americans just like you by providing real strategies for protecting and growing their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of economic news and financial information affecting your bottom line. Larry wants you to reach the financial freedom you've worked so hard for. So now, let's start the show. Here's Larry McLean.
All right. Welcome, everyone. We appreciate everybody being listening to us. Thanks a lot, whether it's in the morning or afternoon or at night. Like us, man. Just push that like button. We love to be liked. I don't know. It just gives us, I don't know what it does, Matt, but it does something that we're really liked a lot, right? You know what I'm saying?
With Phil and I on here, your likes are going to go way up.
Well, Matt, I've got some guests today, and I want to say it's the Three Stooges, but it's not really.
Two Stooges, I guess.
But I got Phil McKellar, and Phil's out of Arkansas, and Jerry Whitley, and Jerry Whitley's out of Arkansas and Dallas, if you will. He's got two offices. And we've got the Guardian Group, and these guys are phenomenal guys when it comes to retirement planning, but more importantly than that, working with pastors and ministers and churches, and they do a lot of retirement programs for churches, and we're gonna kind of get in the nitty gritty of that, and kind of give us an overview of what they're able to do for pastors, because the pastors probably have got some of the best guys in the world that could do retirement. They got things allowed to them that a lot of people don't have, and most of them, and Jerry certainly will attest to this, that they're not taking advantage of. And they could, and not only for themselves, but for their wife. There's just so many things to do. I met Jerry about 2 years ago. I went to his founders meeting, and I'll be honest with you, it was a life-changing event for me in a couple of different ways. One was a spiritual way, that this is what you need to do, and these are the guys you need to do it with. And I'll never forget that long as I live. I came out and told my wife. So it changed my life. And so we've been working together now, I guess really, really working together for about a year. I've known him for 2 years, but we really got, Jerry tells the story, he didn't trust me for a while. So it took him 2 years to trust me. So to speak, but, Jerry, welcome, buddy. Thanks for being here. I know it's a long, flight over. So thanks for coming, and being part of Your Family Bank Radio. And we're doing a big partnership with Your Family Bank Radio. You're sort of seeing some webinars out there that we're going to be doing, right?
Awesome stuff. Yep.
Yeah. And Phil, you too, buddy. Appreciate you coming and being. Phil's a big basketball player. That's the way me and Jerry look short. I don't like sitting by tall guys. I don't know how I got on this deal, but yeah. But he was a number one recruited guy.
Hey, 1986. 1986. The top recruit in the country. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And so I started in business in 1987 in the insurance business.
There you go.
So that's how long we've been around. So Jerry, if you don't mind, and you both of you and Phil can go back and forth, but kind of give an overview of what Guardian does out there for churches. And it's not just one denomination. It's just all over, right? I mean, all denominations, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's great to be here. So thanks, Larry. But yeah, so we do retirement planning and really income and retirement planning for churches. A little bit of background. Phil and I both have ministry backgrounds. Phil's like fourth generation pastor before he went into financial services. I was a bivocational pastor and actually pastored, built a couple of fairly large churches, but I lost my my first wife to breast cancer. And after that, we built churches together, and I didn't really want to do it anymore. And I'd chosen early on to be a tent maker, for those of you that know what that means. In other words, I made a decision that I would be bivocational throughout my entire ministry career. And even though the churches grew to the, you know, substantial size and they could support me financially, I still kept my word there. And I often wondered why. And then when I lost her and looking for something to do, it's a long story, Phil, and I have a history goes back, this 14 years ago now, that we started talking to ministers. And I was in financial services my whole bivocational career. And when I left the pulpit, I realized I don't know anything about ministry, retirement, ministry income. I thought I did, but I didn't. But the problem with that is I don't know anything, but I know more than anyone else. And so I began to travel around the country, recruit financial services companies, corporations to support us, begin to learn and read and study, and found out that most CPAs don't know a preacher from a plumber. So we just built a retirement plan basically for churches. We educate ministers on how to get paid, how to retire, and how to die without disinheriting their spouse. And the advantages for a minister are so much superior to anything. Phil and I did our first meeting, how many years ago that was, at Atlanta, Georgia. We drove 9.5 hours in one way to do it. And a lot's happened. That year we did about $6 million in retirement planning for ministers. And this year we'll do north of $250 million with a little help from the good Lord. So things have gone really well. And we've grown. We're in some of the largest churches, some of the smallest churches in America. But we do it by education. We don't go in to sell them anything. We just got off the phone with a pastor in where? Was that Colorado?
Yeah, Fort Collins.
And a 15-minute conversation, we just changed the life of that church. There's no doubt. They had their executive pastor, and they were able to share four or five things that were doing wrong. We've been in the largest churches in America, and they're doing something wrong in their payroll and the way their ministers get paid. Ministers can opt out of Social Security. They can become conscientious objectors to public insurance. But they also opted out of Medicare and don't even realize that. And so, what if you opted out of Social Security, you didn't save any money for retirement, and you lived in a parsonage next to the church your whole life? And so we have a couple of generations of pastors. It's just an epidemic of pastors that are retiring and dying broke. And so it is our mission to fix it. And we're doing it just as fast as we can. Guys like Phil, we've got guys all over the country now. Yeah. Phil and I did a 2,400 mile trip in 3 days one time and met with 16 different pastors in 3 days and drove 2,400 miles. So that's the dedication we've made to this. And God's really blessed us and given us favor because our motto is changing the lives of those that change their world. And we feel really good about that. And there's a lot of detail behind all that. And some of you hear this and you're like, oh, I got to tell my pastor, or some of you will be ministers. You're like, well, there's something I didn't know. And we're just here to help and serve.
Yeah. So, give us a call at 904-940-9555, or go to yourfamilybank.org, put your information in, and we'll have someone get in contact with you. But here's the point. Today's a little bit different than what we normally do, certainly. But I think one of the things that we're doing today is very, very important because, helping churches out there, helping pastors, and helping people get out of debt. I mean, we talk about, there's two things that we talk about. Number one, and Jerry said this a minute ago, he talks about helping pastors and for retirement. But one of the things about retirement is that you got to understand that taxes is one of the biggest problems that you have in retirement. Mm-hmm. If people are doing 401ks and that type of planning, they've got to have a way to be able to take that money out on a tax-free basis. And I'm telling you what, Jerry and Phil both they know the code. They put this thing together. They've got it where pastors can take the money out tax-free out of qualified plans by doing some really unique things with housing allowance and things of that nature that helps a pastor and his wife actually mm-hmm. be able to get a lot better income. I know the story that you tell, and I've seen it. I can't tell it myself, but I know that you talk about the pastor on the whiteboard of making, $56,000 a year and what you're able to do with him and create a retirement program for him that most of that money coming back to him was tax-free because of the things that you put in place and did for them.
And in cases, 100%. But so, yeah, so what, Phil, and I add to that little story. Let me talk about housing allowance real quick. You mentioned it. So housing allowance is the most unique thing in the IRS code I know of. So if you're a licensed, credentialed, ordained minister, licensed, credentialed, or ordained, and you're performing sacerdotal duties according to IRS code 107, you're being compensated for performing those duties, then you can defer money into a qualified church retirement plan tax-free. When I say tax-free, it's very unique. So if Matt had a 401k,
right,
that's the guy filming this for us. If Matt had a 401k, then Matt would not pay federal or state tax on those deferrals.
Right.
But he does pay the FICA tax, the Social Security tax.
That's correct.
Okay. A minister is a weird place in the code. It's called dual status. Dual status means that the IRS looks at you as an employee, but the Social Security Administration looks at you as self-employed. So you have to pay the SECA tax. You have to pay both sides of the Social Security tax. So you're paying 15.3% in Social Security taxes. Now, we teach churches to give that minister a stipend to help pay that extra portion, but it cannot be a line item on a pay stub. Like, it can't be a FICA line on a pay stub. If there's a FICA line and a housing allowance line both on your pay stub, it makes your housing allowance illegal. And so it's a big deal. So we see that a lot. This church we just spoke to, they were doing it right, which is kind of shocking to me. So right. Most of the time they're not. But so having said all that, so when you defer money into your 403B, let's say your spouse has a 401k, they don't pay federal or state on the referrals, but they pay the spike tax, which is 7.65. But a minister that defers money into the retirement account, and I hope you're all following the math here, you don't pay federal, state, or Social Security. And because you pay both sides, you're saving 15.3% the first day you put it away.
Yeah.
Where else can you make it by saving it the first day? And a lot of ministers are depending on their spouse to do most of the retirement planning, and just the opposite should be true. So not only are you saving it by paying no taxes, if I had a whiteboard, I'd feel a lot better. We should have a whiteboard. But why didn't you have a whiteboard, Larry?
I have.
I mean, geez, I'm actually my own. So if we had a whiteboard, I'd be drawing on it, and I would be saying that housing allowance is orange because it's my favorite color. Salary is green because I don't like green. But your deferrals into your retirement account are gold because you don't pay any taxes when you defer it. And then to the extent that you draw it out as housing allowance, and I will say something here, Dave Ramsey is not part of the Godhead. He's not a third person trendy. And some of you just turned me on. So you're telling ministers to pay their house off. Well, I'm not a math major, but if 5% interest is less than 25% taxes and both are considered debt, I think I'd rather pay the interest. So having a house payment, as long as you're able to use that money that you deferred and you paid no federal, state, or Social Security, as long as you're able to defer it as housing allowance, you pay no taxes. So that begs the question, what's housing allowance? So Larry, I've taught you this like 100 times. So tell me what housing allowance is. He's going to mess this up.
No, I'm not. Housing allowance is everything that you spend on a house except clothing and food.
Boom.
Anything that you say to run that house, cell phone, internet, cutting a yard, it doesn't matter. What anything you spend on that house is a housing allowance. And it can be up to
100% of your income.
100% of the income.
So we give, for really good answers in our meetings, we give Chick-fil-A gift cards. For really stupid answers, we give Starbucks cards. He would have got a Chick-fil-A card. That would have been the first Chick-fil-A card Larry would have ever earned. But he would have got a Chick-fil-A card out of that.
I would have got one. Matt, I don't like you laughing right now, okay? I don't know why you're jumping on their side of the set. Yeah, I'm only going to be here for one day.
Okay. I'm last going to...
That's to work together every week, man.
That's right. You'll still be here next week, yeah.
Never, so you're going to about as much. Phil and I were talking. Phil, you might talk. You drove like from Little Rock to Tallahassee, Florida to do a meeting in a tiny little church.
Yeah. Yeah, I drove all the way. Jerry sent me to Tallahassee for a meeting, and it's kind of ironic because we're all sitting here. There's probably about 36 folks that I spoke to, and there was only two really that qualified for what we were doing at the time. And so when I left there, I had just come from Larry's Your Family Bank meeting. and I didn't know when I had a hold of, so I was just kind of, and I'll never forget, I called Jerry in the airport. I don't know if I've been that excited before. I'm pretty laid back, but I was.
Yeah, I thought you were nuts. I thought it was.
Yeah, complete. He thought I was nuts, and I'm sitting here going, man, I don't know what I've got here, but I've just left this guy's meeting, and it was one of the best meetings I've ever been in. And I realized at that point that I could only help two people in the room. But with Larry's, your family bank, I had all those church planters, which I have been. I thought, and this thing could, you know, you could help the whole room.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a powerful experience for me. And then that's history.
And so, yeah, so we started incorporating your family bank, not then, because I thought they were nuts. And so so we started incorporating your family bank just in the last few months, really. It took about 2 years for Larry and I to get on the same page. And in the last several months, we started incorporating your family bank. And for not only for just church staff, but also we built like a Wednesday night program. It's kind of the anti-Dave Ramsey program, we call it. But for getting out of debt with the church members, because I don't work with church members. I feel called to the pastors and the staff. But we have a lot of advisors that you know, my ministry experience is what makes me accepted in that culture. I understand where they come from. Phil's experience, I can send Phil anywhere. I'm very comfortable because he's been a senior pastor. So it makes a big difference. But there's still the whole, you know, if the church is debt, if the membership's debt free, then probably the budget of the church is going to go up, right? You have more people able to support. So we've incorporated that into our program, and with rave reviews to this point. So we're down here today working on a pretty massive program we're going to be launching here pretty soon. I'm sure you'll be hearing about. But yeah, so your family bank fits in really well. We had a pastor. Tell them about the pastor, Larry, and. I hate to mention in Texas, don't say where, but he was an industry leader, a denominational leader, and Larry knows the details, but yeah, I think his financial advisor was telling him to go bankrupt.
Yeah, so he had a certified financial planner. He went to him, got a 42-page report back, which I have a copy of that report, and he gave the pastor three recommendations. Now, one was quit giving to your church. The second one was, there's no way you can retire, and he wanted to retire in 8 years. And the third one was that you may want to file bankruptcy. Now, he was paying, I think, $9,700 a month for his debt service, which he had a mountain of debt. I'll be honest with you, okay? I mean, he really did. I mean, it was long and strong. So I got the pastor on the phone. He was referred to me by one of Jerry's guys, Keeley, and so I got the pastor on the phone, and I said, listen, I said, you know, I've got your numbers here. I see what you got. I said, you've got a mountain to climb. There's no doubt you got a mountain to climb, but I think we can help you. So we ran the numbers. We do what we do, and we came back to him, and we were able to get him out of debt in 7 years and 4 months, totally debt-free. We freed up $9,700 a month, okay, and cash flow for that pastor. He could retire in 8 years, and we created almost $110,000 of income that he could retire on. Now, his wife wanted more than that, but that's what we're able to do. But when I was on the phone making the presentation, I never met him personally. It was on Zoom. But when I was making the presentation to him, when I got off the phone, the agent Keeley was on the phone with him. He said, when I got off the phone, both of them were crying because we went from a report that this was his words of no hope to absolutely hope in light that they were able to retire. Well, it was a life-changing event for him and his wife. There's no doubt about that. I mean, but it was a life-changing event for us too, because, you know, I always say, you know, that our mission is to help everybody we can get debt free. I think Jerry said a few minutes ago, he's out trying to save starfish. And I feel like I'm in the, you know, we're out there in the boat in the middle of the ocean, just grabbing people and pulling them in, you know, in the boat, one person at a time, right? Because so many people today are in debt. And here's the problem. Most people don't understand debt. Most financial advisors, I promise you, do not understand, because I've trained 5,000 of them. And I can tell you that they don't understand how interest works. I was just I was on a podcast earlier today, and the guy that I was on the podcast with was a mortgage professional. That was where he came from. That was his profession. And when I showed him what interest was on the house, this guy, like, he fell off his chair, because no one knows what we're really paying interest. And it's crazy when we really look down to it. But at the end of the day, what we're able to do is change someone's life. And I mean, when I say change their life, change their financial life. And by doing that, by getting people out of debt, most people, and not always, but in most cases, we take their liabilities and turn them into assets. And that's usually giving them over $1 million in retirement. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's in the top 2% of America today to have $1 million in retirement. And 50% of America is not even saving for retirement at all right now. And one of the biggest reasons, guys, is the debt. That's the reason.
What's that thing that you stole from Pastor Mark? You got in the middle.
Yeah, we got
debt.
And if you look in the middle, our whole life surrounds around finances. So if you can think about this, put finances in the middle. You put family up here, because if your finances are out of sorts, it's going to create problems with your family. Divorce, child abuse, spousal abuse.
I can't say what we said in there, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying, but at the end of the day, it causes that situation. Then you've got fun. If you can't have your fun, because guess what? If you can't, your family vacation goes away. You can't go to your family vacation.
If mom ain't happy.
Ain't nobody happy, right? And then it affects your friends. And mama ain't happy where you're at. So I know it ain't my habit. So it affects your friends and then your fitness. But more importantly, it affects your faith. And you look at that, because people, you know, if their finances are out of sorts, what happens? They either stop giving to the church, stop going to church,
yep,
get going away from the church, or blaming God. And we talk about the last thing is our financial future at the end, and it all comes back down to that one thing, which is debt. And no one attacks it like we do.
I was speaking at a conference, and I didn't realize I was invited to speak at this conference, which I speak at a lot of conferences, but this was not conference I speak at. I usually speak at ministers' conferences to groups of ministers. And so this was a men's conference from churches, but it wasn't ministers. And so I didn't realize that until about 15 minutes before it's time for me to talk. So, and on top of that, the guy that was the keynote speaker, his flight got canceled. So I was not only doing that, I was my part, I was doing the keynote too. So I just found out. So I'm in the back, like, if you preach the same sermon every day for the rest of your life, you get pretty good at it. So the thing is, I say the same thing over and over. So I don't have to, I mean, I got it, you know? So all of a sudden I'm like, none of this stuff applies to any of these men out here. And so I just went back in the back and I'm like, okay, I've got to come up with something. And I just wrote down a thing, and I've kind of made a podcast out of it. I'm going to make a PowerPoint presentation about like the three-legged stools of life, but I won't talk about all three of them. But, you know, I start out talking about life. If you look at life as like a three-legged stool, and you look at the first part of the physical part. And so I just asked them, we're at a church conference, and I said, how many of you have a doctor? I guess everybody in the room. I didn't see anybody that didn't raise their hand. And so I picked a couple of them out, and I said, hey, what's your doctor's name? And one guy had like four doctors, and I thought he was never going to shut up. And one of them was unpronounceable. But anyway, we got all the doctor's names out. then the next guy, I'm like, so the next question, I said, hey, how many of you have a pastor? Well, this is a church conference, a men's conference, so they all have pastors. So they all raise their hand and go, ooh, ooh. You know, they're all yelling their pastor names. So I ask them, you know, who's your pastor? And some of them were really hooting and hollering and having a good time with that. But everybody raised their hand. I said, well, how many of you have a financial advisor? And it wasn't 10% of them that raised their hand. And I asked three people, and one of them didn't remember his name, his financial advisor's name. So how can your life be happy if you're physically and spiritually fit, but you're not financially fit? And so, it's a taboo subject, especially in churches. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk about money, especially ministry income. You want your pastor to be broke all the time. I'm against that. I think that's nuts. But if we can get strong physically, spiritually, and financially, then everything that we're involved in, our life is strong, and everything that we're involved in, we make it stronger because we are strong. And so it has that that effect, that pay it forward type of effect. So that's why we started really incorporating Your Family Bank, because it's really the best mousetrap that I've ever seen to help someone, get financially fit if they've got debt. Then, our retirement plan works really well for churches and ministers and staff members. And so, it fits in perfectly with us. We're just glad to be a part of it all.
So it's funny you say that, because 92% of people in America don't have a financial advisor. Only 8% of people in America, 8% in America only has a financial advisor. And, a lot of people think, I don't have enough money or whatever. It's not about that. The other problem is financial advisors, in a lot of cases, don't want to deal with anybody unless they got money.
Right.
Their situation is that
it's hard to be a financial advisor when there's no finances to advise.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's just, the stick that we use for years is that, where's your money at? I'm the other guy you got. Move it over to me for whatever reason you can come up with to do that. And
we are a lot better looking, aren't we, Phil?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And then it's true. I would say that.
Yeah, that's a good reason right there.
That is a good reason. Yeah. But at the end of the day, most people don't want to deal with anybody that don't have any money. And my point to that would be, if we take their liabilities and turn them to assets, you can change their life and also change your own life and personal. I mean, I spoke at the biggest conference I ever spoke. There was 3,000 people in the room. They were all insurance agents. And I was in Washington, D.C.
It was herding cats.
Yeah, for sure. It was. Ooh. And the room was so big that you couldn't see in the back. They had television cameras or TV, so you could see in the back. But I never walked in there. And they said I had, first of all, when they wanted me to speak, I had 45 minutes. And then it became 30 minutes. And then when I got to the green room to get mic'd up, it was now 15 minutes. Well, I have an hour presentation. I already cut down to 45 minutes. I already cut down to 30 minutes. And now it's down to 30 minutes. And it was kind of funny, because when I walked out, the girls micing me up, and you've been this in the green room, they're micing you up. When I walk out, they says, listen, your conference monitor is on the right. The clock counting down is on the left. And if it goes red, we're coming off and jerking you off that stage. I mean, we're behind time. So no pressure. But I remember walking out there, and I started flipping through slides and said, ladies and gentlemen, I got a 45-minute presentation. They told me now I got 15 minutes, so you got to read these slides really, really fast.
Right.
And I just flicking through them like crazy, right? And I said, let me ask you something. And there's 3,000 people. And I said, I want everybody in here to close your eyes. They all close their eyes. I said, I want to ask you three questions. Question number one. Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement? You have some doubt. How many in this room have doubt? I think 100% of the hands went up. I couldn't see all the way in the back because it was dark. But I think 100% of the hands. We're talking about financial advisor now, financial advisor. I said, number two, what if I show you how to get out of debt 9 years or less, including your mortgage? I'm spending any additional money you're spending right now. Would you do that if you could? How many would? I think just about every hand went up again. I said, okay, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I want you all to look up here at me. I said, how many of you in this room as a financial professional help in some way for people to do retirement planning? All the hands went up. I said, my question to you is this.
The inmates are running the
amount right there. If you don't know how to do it, how can you go tell somebody else how to do it? And dude, there was a Holy Spirit groan that went across that room of 3,000 people. And we, just to let you know, our boot camp, our training for financial professionals was on one of the servers there, like Eventbrite, and they shut the servers down trying to sign up for the boot camp all at one time. But my point to you is this. People are not looking to help people that are in debt. They're just looking for people with assets. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you can change someone's life and make a good living doing it. But show them how to do it.
I have a question, teacher.
Yeah, sure.
I should have asked our audience this, but it's mostly financial professionals we're talking to, right?
Yeah, it's everybody, actually.
Okay, so if you're a financial professional and you've got pastors as clients, you're probably doing it wrong. We can help you.
Yep.
Okay, if you're not a financial professional, but you have a pastor, you need to tell him because we can help him where he'll send him a bill.
That's correct.
And if we can help you and your church get out of debt in the process, that's better for everybody.
Well, but you know what? You can do it unless you call us. It's 904-940-9565, or go to yourfamilybank.org, put your information in, and I guarantee you call this office, we can help you. There's no charge to do it, but at the end of the day, we will get Jerry and his team to your church and work this thing out to make sure that we can help you. If you're a pastor or your assistant pastor or whatever the case may be in a church, give us a call, talk to your pastor. Listen, it doesn't cost anything to get some information that absolutely can. Just like, I'll be honest with you, the guy that Jerry was talking about in Fort Collins was my son-in-law. And my son-in-law has been in the pastor for a long, long time. He's got a pretty large church there.
We just changed his life.
And I'm just telling you right now, they're doing some stuff that they didn't know they were doing wrong, but they are doing it wrong. And it's going to change his life. That's the type of stuff that we can do and help people, especially if you're in the ministry. And I'm hoping, you know, if you're not hearing this as a minister, maybe somebody in your church is listening to this podcast right now that can really get us, or maybe you're a deacon, maybe you're on the board, whatever the case may be, get in touch now. Can we help you in regular retirement plan? Absolutely. Can we help you get out of debt? 100%, right? Whether you got a business or whatever the case may be. Here's what I was saying. I showed you guys this report a little while ago. I guarantee you, if you've got an IRA or a 401k, and most people, that's the retirement plan that they do today, right? If they've got that type of, or even a 403b, if you're in the school system, whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. If it's a qualified account, if you'll reach out to us at 904-940-9555, and just give me your email address, or go on the website, yourfamilybank.org, put your information, put your email address in there. I'll send you a link that you can, it would ask you three questions. Answer those three questions. I'll send you back immediately a report that'll tell you what your tax bill is going to be when you retire, and you will absolutely be 100% shocked. I mean, you will be shocked on what you can do. I'm just telling you, that's absolutely free of charge. We don't charge anything for doing that.
We can change your life. Change the lives of those that change the world. No plan is a plan. It's just a terrible plan.
Yeah.
So let's get a plan.
Yeah. Matt, what do you think, buddy? How you doing? You all right over there?
I'm great. I'm just sitting back and enjoying it because, you know, a lot of great information. And I love how these guys go around and help folks and how you've been able to, you know, team up with them to help even more people, Larry. I think that's fantastic.
It's 38 minutes past my nap time, so I've been trying to get him to close.
Yeah, we're going to close. We're going to close right now because it is fast. I did say that when I started, it is fast my nap time. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. We can help you if you let us. You know, but you've got to reach out, okay? It's a contact sport. You have to contact us so we can help you. But why not? Why not just call that number, 904-940-9555. Hit zero if you want to talk to one of the girls here in the office, or leave a voicemail on the other side of the fence, or reach out to yourfamilybank.org, put your information in. Matt, thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate you. Jerry, thank you a lot for being here. Phil, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you joining us today, and thanks a lot for all this great information. But just all, hey, listen, taking notes is great, and everybody went to college, took notes, but everybody is not a success that went to college. You've got to apply what you've learned. So give us a call, 904-940-9555. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thanks, Matt.
Look to see you soon if we can. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
God bless y'all. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Your Family Bank Show with your host, Larry McClain. You deserve to work with an experienced financial professional who has a track record of helping clients exceed their financial goals by helping them eliminate debt and implementing safe and proven strategies. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Larry, visit yourfamilybank.org.
Fixed indexed annuities can help protect your retirement savings against market ups and downs. Nationwide's Peak 10 can help protect against market risk and provide guaranteed income for life. Peak 10 also has an optional rider that offers an immediate 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Call us now at 904-940-9555. That's 904-940-9555 to connect with a qualified advisor.
Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its entities are associated or affiliated with Your Family Bank.